الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسوي سيد الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear brothers, today is the first of Sha'ban. So last night from Maghrib Salah onwards, from Maghrib time, we began the month of Sha'ban. And I'm sure, mashallah, brothers know here that Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. It's just this is the last month and then we are going to enter the month of Ramadan. Now, this month of Sha'ban is very, very blessed month as well. Right? Is blessed because there are many narrations, especially you know about the 15th of Sha'ban, we know that as well. But even apart from 15th of Sha'ban, the whole month of Sha'ban is very blessed. Now, this is the month that we need to start looking forward for the month of Ramadan. Right? We need to start that preparations as well. We need to start preparing for the month of Ramadan. Looking forward for the month of Ramadan. Today, inshallah, in this brief time, we'll just try and remind ourselves of a few points relating the month of Ramadan and, you know, how can we prepare for it. The first and foremost thing that I would like to remind myself, firstly, and all of us here, is the very important factor in our life is time. Time. You know, time is very, very valuable, very important. We all say that, you know, time is more precious than money. We all say that. We know all these sentences, right? But when it comes in our practical life, we are lacking in it. We waste lots of our time. Time, you know, time goes so fast. Time goes so fast. Just think about it. We just finished our previous Ramadan and we're now about to begin the next one, right? We always hear people say, oh, time flies, time goes so fast, right? But we also need to remember along with that, that when time goes, we're also going with it. We're not stopped and just time is moving. We're also going with that time. We're also moving forward. We're also moving closer with our time. You know, that time is taking us more closer to our grave, to our hereafter, to our akhirah, right? Now, you know, many a times, we get deceived by this thought that, oh, it's still so long ahead. Right? For example, you know, if you want to know the time, we just began the 2025 now, right? So if we were to look ahead and say, oh, we're just in February now, you've got March, April, so long way ahead until December. That's when you're going to finish this year. So when you look ahead, you'll see, oh, it's so long. But you know, if you want to know how quick that will go, look at the previous year. Look at the previous year, 2024, how fast it went. Look at the previous year. And you know, it can get into you if you go ask an old man who is on his deathbed, who lived for 90 years old. You go and ask him, he'll say, oh, life was so short. Life was so short. 90 years he lived, but he'll say, oh, life was so short. So that's what we need to remember. That time, we've got very, very limited time in this world. We need to make the most out of it. We need to make the most out of it. And it's very temporary, because we all know that one day we all have to leave this world and go. It's a reality. We all have to face it, and we face it. We see this morning and we see this every day. Right? We all have to leave this world one day and go. You know, they say, the most certain thing in life is death. Right? The most certain thing in life is death. And the most uncertain thing in life is the time of death. We don't know when we are going to. So, you know, we see, you know, youngsters, they're leaving this world. And sometimes you see old men, they're living for longer and longer. Right? So the first and foremost thing we need to understand is time. And you know, when Ramadan comes, this is what we need to remind ourselves, that we should not be wasting our time. This is the time from now onwards. Right? Start that preparation in a sense. Do not waste our times in those things which will not benefit us neither in this world nor in the hereafter. You know, sometimes we do those things that is not benefiting us in this world. There's no benefit whatsoever. And even in the hereafter, no benefit. You know, we see many a times we just have these gatherings, you know, gatherings, and the talks that we have is mostly is the politics. Oh, he should become the prime minister. Oh, why he became the prime minister? He should have been this, he should have been this. But all these things, unless you are interested in it and you want to go in it, that's a different thing. But if you're not interested in it, you know that you're not going to make that as a career, then why do you even talk it so much? All online, we see people, you know, they can talk about it. So, like that, there are so many topics that we just keep on talking about it. We do not realize that we are wasting time. That very same time could be used for so many different things. Right? So, and you know, when Ramadan comes, when Ramadan begins, it's the very profound and very, very, you know, strong way of teaching us work and time management. Ramadan, you know, we have got these different, this topic and this bayan and this lecture about teaching us work management, right? But Ramadan is the best way of learning work management and time management. Ramadan, you know, when Ramadan begins, it's all about time. Oh, we need to know, oh, time of suhoor, time of iftar, what time is taraweeh? Oh, we're sitting for iftar, right? How long still to go until iftar so that we can have that 3 plates of biryani, right? So we're all waiting for that time, isn't it? Oh, that 2 minutes, 1 minute for iftar. Oh, you've got about 2 minutes for your suhoor to finish. So it's all about time. Ramadan is all about time. You know, we're counting the rozas as well. Oh, today we've finished 2 rozas, 3 rozas, or 3 more rozas to go until Eid, or 2 more rozas to go until Eid. So that is called, you know, that's work management. That is teaching us that time. That is time management. So Ramadan is very, very closely related to time. So now this is the time, one way of preparing for Ramadan is that we value our time. Value our time. You know, and we all know Ramadan is the month of Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It was the month in which Quran was revealed. Right? إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Right? We all know these ayats. Ramadan is the month of Quran. So now this is the time that we should have that connection with the Quran. MashaAllah, you know, we read the Quran, but now we should increase the amount of recitation. We should increase the amount of recitation, and we should also increase the time that we give to the Quran. And that should be done on a daily basis. Daily basis. You know, how can we connect ourselves with the Quran? One is the recitation. And the other is, you know, we sit with our family, we sit with our children, and tell them the stories of the Quran. You'll find so many materials on it. You know, stories that we can learn from the Quran. We hear so many stories Allah has mentioned in the Quran, through which we can get guidance. Right? In that way we can connect ourselves with Quran and we can prepare for Ramadan. And the last thing that I would like to mention is, see, Ramadan, the main ibadah in the month of Ramadan is fasting. Roza, fasting. صوم. So from Sha'ban onwards, it comes in a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban as well. Used to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. So if we cannot fast a lot, then at least we should try and fast on Mondays and Thursdays, or the 13th, 14th and the 15th of this month. Right? Because these are the Ayyamul Bidh and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. So this month, you know, start that practice also. Because Ramadan, we know we have to fast 30 days, 29 days, we have to fast for that many days. So we start that preparation from now on. If you get an opportunity, try and fast on Monday or Thursday or the 13th, 14th and the 15th of the Sha'ban. In that way we can prepare. And, you know, subhanAllah, the reward of fasting. It's an amazing reward Allah has mentioned in the Quran. The ayah that I've just recited, Allah says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That eat and drink freely. You don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because of the action that you did in this world. Right? The action that you do in this world, Allah will give us this reward on the day of Qiyamah. They'll give the ni'mah of Jannah to us. Ni'mah of Jannah. You know, I'll just end upon a story of a very pious saint. His name was Bishra Hafi Rahimahullah. Bishra Hafi Rahimahullah. He was a very pious saint around about the 3rd century of the Islamic calendar. The Hijri calendar, the 3rd century. Bishra Hafi Rahimahullah. And he was very, very pious. A saint of Allah, a pious, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was so much dedicated with ibadat that his worshipping and the piety would also affect his family members. You know, see, you know, many a times we know that, you know, the evil attracts others, isn't it? You influence others through your evil. But at the same time, we should remember that when we are pious, it will not just benefit us, it will benefit our children and our families as well. Bishra Hafi Rahimahullah was very pious. You know, one day what happened was, during his time, there was a scholar by the name of Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal Rahimahullah, one of the very great jurists, Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal Rahimahullah. A lady came to Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal Rahimahullah asking him a question. And the lady asked him the question that, Oh Imam, I want an answer for this question. So he says, yeah, what's the question? So she says that, you know, I do some weaving. Kapre bunne ka kaam, weaving. In whatever way they used to do in those days. I do some weaving, so this is my, you know, my job and I try to do this. So the question is that part of my weaving, I do it during the daytime. I do it during the daytime. So you've got a number of clothes that I do it during the daytime. And part of my work, I do it at night in the moonlight. Obviously, in those days, there were no lights like these. So I do it in the moonlight. So the question is that the quality of the product that I prepare, it would not be the same, because in the morning time, I could see it very well. So the quality must be of a very high standard. But the same thing that I do it at the night time, it could be that there would be some defect in it. There might be some defect in it. Right? So now the question is that when I sell these product to my customer, do I need to inform them that this was weaved during the daytime and this was done during the nighttime? Do I have to inform this? Or is it fine? Is it jais for me not to inform? Or do I have to inform this? So Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal rahimahullah gave the answer that yes, you should be informing the people. When you are selling this product, you tell them that this was done during the daytime and this was done during the nighttime. Right? And if they are happy with this product, the night one, they can buy it. It's a lesson for me and you as well. We'll continue with it. It's a lesson for me and you. When we are selling any product, if we know the defect in it, if we know the aib in it, it's necessary for us to mention it. You know, unfortunately, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Many a times, if we want to buy a car, for example, yeah, what do we look for it? Oh, it's not from a Muslim. Yeah, na'udhu billah, that's a sad reality, isn't it? That's a sad reality. Why? We know, apna banda dhoka dega. Apna banda dhoka dega. You know, we laugh at it, but this is a sad reality. This is a very, very sad reality. Very sad reality. Whereas, we should be even more confident buying with Muslims. We know that he's not going to deceive me. He's not going to, if he knows the defect in it, he's going to tell me. Right? Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal rahimahullah says, you have to say them. Now, the lady goes, she asked the question, she went away. Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal rahimahullah told his students that, you know what, go and check where did she come from. Because, you know, this type of question can only be from a pious family. The question, such a pious question and such a question of taqwa can only be from someone of a very high caliber, right? So go and check where did she come from. So when the students saw this, they told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that that woman that came here, she was from the family of Bishra Hafi rahimahullah. Bishra Hafi rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said that, yes, I knew that it would have been from his house to ask such a level of question of piety and taqwa. Right? So he was a very pious saint. One night, a man saw a dream about Bishra Hafi rahimahullah. And in his dream, he sees Bishra Hafi rahimahullah, he's enjoying the ni'mah, the food and the drinks of Jannah. He's enjoying it. So a man sees him in his dream, right? Sees Bishra Hafi rahimahullah. And in the dream, he asks the Shaykh Bishra Hafi, oh mashallah, you're enjoying the ni'mah of Jannah. You're enjoying it. Where did you get this from? So early, people are not even going to Jannah yet. The hisab kitab is going on. The reckoning is going on, right? You are enjoying the ni'mah of Jannah. So then Bishra Hafi rahimahullah told him that this is because of the fast that I used to keep in the world. The fasting, the rosas that I used to keep in the world, you know, sacrificing and tolerating that the bhook and the pyaas, the thirst and the hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awarded me with this, rewarded me with this. Now, there's also a narration which comes in Lata'if al-Ma'arif, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person has the habit of fasting in the world, then on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be busy giving their account, you know, answering the questions, reckoning, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out these names. Oh, these people, come here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ni'mah of Jannah. Right before, even before entering Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start giving the ni'mah of Jannah to those people who in this world would be fasting a lot. So, see, this fasting has got many, inshallah, if in the next session, inshallah, we'll try and go over some of the ahadith as well. But what I'm trying to say is, Ramadan is the month of roza, fasting. But this month, the month of Sha'ban, we should start, you know, keeping some rozas. If not, you know, not all 15 days, but at least Mondays and Thursdays until the 15th Sha'ban. And if we can, try fasting the Ayyamul Bidh, which is the 13th, 14th, and the 15th. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Sunnat ayadakum.